This is Preston, and you're listening to Check It Out. Have you ever had to move a long distance, far away from the place you grew up in? Saying bye to friends you're used to, and having to accomplish a somewhat difficult task and making new ones? Well, in this week's book, for Check It Out, we are introduced to the unique friendship that is developed between a spider and a pig that is new to the farm in E.B. White's classic novel, Charlotte's Web. The book begins with the birth of piglets, but not everything goes according to plan, because one is deemed a runt of the litter, and farmer John Arable is going to kill it. His 8-year-old daughter, Fern, puts a stop to this after learning about his dastardly plan. So instead, Mr. Arable gives Fern the task in raising the piglet, hoping to show her how much trouble a pig can be. She names him Wilbur and raises him for several weeks. During that time, she feeds him with a baby bottle and goes on walks with him in her doll stroller. Time passes by and Fern is informed that she has to sell the piglet once it's big enough. She isn't enthused about the idea, but she eventually gives in and sells Wilbur to her uncle, Homer Zuckerman, who has a farm up the road. But luckily, Mr. Zuckerman allows Fern to visit the pig whenever she wants. Wilbur, on the other hand, had no say in this deal and is now lonesome. He tries making friends, but none of Zuckerman's farm animals want anything to do with him. A mysterious voice tells Wilbur that she'll be his friend. The next morning, he stumbles upon a web and meets a large gray spider named Charlotte, and they become friends. She helps Wilbur along the road as they both face obstacles that lie in wait for them. Want more? Subscribe to The First 50 Pages, our podcast about books, library culture, and current reading trends. Available on your favorite podcast platform. Or just ask your smart speaker to play The First 50 Pages.
Support for Check It Out comes from Avery Brothers.